What on earth's keeping Caleb? We sent him to get some food and he's gone half the night. I'm starving. I'd have eaten one of those lambs already if they weren't sacred.
You shouldn't have ordered Chinese. It's too far to go.
He just opened a store in town. Everybody's talking about their steamed rice. Better than the lamb for the 43rd night in a row.
I got it. I've passed.
You've passed something, all right. I can smell it on you.
Hand over the food. Let's eat.
I haven't got it. I forgot.
You forgot?
You forgot? How could you forget? We're starving.
Wait, it's not my fault. I was sidetracked by some good news.
The only good news I want is my steamed rice with chicken.
No, look, I stopped by the temple on my way, and there was a certificate there for me. I've passed my level 3 sacrificial assessment test.
Well, I suppose that's something. It took us a couple of years to qualify, too. Those exams were tough. But a certificate doesn't fill the stomach.
Well, since he didn't bring us our dinner, I vote we put one of these sacrificial lambs to good use.
No, you can't. You know these are reserved for the temple. We've been given a sacred trust to look after them. If anything happens to one, you know what'll happen to us.
Come on, who's going to see?
We will.
And so will the Lord and me. And as far as you're concerned, there won't be much difference.
Ah, it's Asher. I was only joking, Your Honor. You know I'd guard these lambs with my life. I would only have taken the one that has a bad blemish, and you know we have to just kill any that are not fit for temple sacrifice.
I ought to know. I'm the one who taught you everything about this job. And don't try to butter me up. You're just lucky I'm in a good mood tonight.
But what are you doing out here so late at night, Asher?
He came out to congratulate Caleb on passing his exam. He's now fully qualified.
For whatever that's worth, we might be highly trained, but we're still outcasts as far as anyone else is concerned.
And I've never heard of any of us getting a pay raise when we graduate.
Well, I can offer you the next best thing. Your hunger may have led you into some wayward paths, but it's fortunate I brought you a little something by way of celebration.
And here I was doubting you were really human.
I heard that, Joshua, but for the sake of tonight, I'll ignore it.
Asher, I've got a question.
Yes?
You know, one of Isaiah's prophecies says, he shall lead his flock like a shepherd. Does that mean Yahweh is like one of us?
Where did that come from? You're getting close to blasphemy there, Caleb. God is not like us. God is bigger than that.
Don't forget the prophecy from Isaiah that talks about the Messiah. One day, the Messiah will come and restore hope to Israel. Heaven knows, with this Roman occupation, we need hope.
And a deliverer.
Why is God silent? It has been 400 years since we have heard anything.
Who can answer? But in the meantime, we go on doing what we have to do. And that includes not letting a single one of these lambs come to harm.
Enough of the theological talk. I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Come out from your hiding places. There's no need to be afraid. I have good news for you, a message that will fill the whole world with joy. You've been waiting for the Messiah. Well, today he has been born. The Savior, Christ the Lord, has been born right here in this town of Bethlehem, the city of David.
Are you serious?
Really?
In Bethlehem?
In Bethlehem?
Bethlehem?
Are you sure?
Bethlehem?
Something right here?
How can
in this
it be?
Town?
Go and see him. You'll find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. This is the hope that you have been waiting for.
The Messiah! I can't believe it after all this time. Come on, we've got to go and see this. It's a miracle too big for words.
The priests are not going to be happy if you leave the flock unattended.
Enough talking already. Let's go see our Messiah!
you were all going to desert your post? Caleb, you were just promoted, and you are tossing it all away for this?
I can't stay here when our hope for Messiah is there. I'm willing to give this up to be part of God's plan.
The priests will not be happy when they hear this.
You're going to put us on report? After all this? An angel doesn't appear every day. This is something big. Are you that committed to this that you don't even want to see what God's up to?
But these lambs will be lost without us.
We might be lost if we don't go and find out. I have hope that this will go beyond anything we can imagine. God sent an angel to invite me. I'm not turning this invitation down.
Then I won't tell the temple priests if you keep this to yourselves.
Keep it to ourselves? If this is true, the whole world won't be able to contain it.